812 Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gum, Nick Isher, thanks for being with us here this morning. Talking with all our local superintendents as we're into the second half of the school year. Some highlights from the first half and things to look forward to in the second half. And joining us here this morning, Abingdon Avon District 276 Superintendent Dr. Mike Curry. Mike, good morning. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for coming in with us here this morning. We were just talking off the air about the weather. It looks like we're going to get a real taste of winter coming up this weekend. And knock on wood, so far so good this year, especially compared to last year with all the cancellations.
Absolutely, but it is January, and Looking back, we only went to school 9 days in January last year. So my wife, as I mentioned earlier, my wife keeps talking about the polar roller coaster that we're supposed to have this year. So fingers crossed that we don't have another loop-de-loop, but for now, the weather's been pretty decent.
That would be technical terminology, by the way, the polar roller coaster.
It comes from the meteorology degree that I got in my superintendent's training.
There you go.
For a nickel.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk about Abingdon Avon District 276. First off, some of the highlights from your first half of your school year.
Well, we've implemented some new curriculum. We're starting to see some gains in our monitoring of student achievement throughout the first semester. We're on trimesters, but traditionally the first half of the school year. So we're real excited about that. Athletically, you know, the football team made the playoffs. Unfortunately, they fell to Hiawatha. So it's been kind of, I guess, a quiet year. Things are humming along pretty smooth, and I think as long as we can continue to go to school, we're looking for good gains by the end of the year as well.
Now, you got some infrastructure things coming up, is that right?
Well, yeah. You know, I think every district in the state is kind of eyeing the potential of Governor Pritzker's building opportunities for school districts. We still don't know the rules yet. There's a rules committee, and I believe your guest tomorrow may have some insight on what's going on with the rules committee. Once those come out, people will really start moving. Some people are hearing they want you to be shovel ready with a plan by May, some maybe November. Some people are already planning for next summer. But yeah, so we know there's a couple things we need to do. We need to expand somewhere. Heading grade school is, there's no space to, there's not even room for an extra broom. I mean, it's really full. Our middle school needs some attention. So one thing we definitely want to look at is potentially a new pre-K expansion at one of our campuses. You could always use new gym space. There's a lot of things on the table, but until we can continue to whittle down what that looks like, but we do want to be ready with at least something that checks a box with the governor's office, which is anything pre-K, anything STEM, anything security. We'd like to secure a couple more entrances like we have at one of our buildings so far. So there's a lot of things in the mix. We just haven't shaken out the final product.
Now, would this just be straight state money or grant money or what, or do you even know yet?
Well, first of all, we plan to do something with sales tax money, but the state, again, we don't know the rules, but they're talking some sort of maybe potentially a match or even just any influx. If you're going to do a $3 million project and you can get $500,000 back, take it, right? Mm-hmm. So you want to have something prepared in case your name gets called, right?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, fortunate for districts like us, but there are districts that were on a wait list, and they've pretty much canceled those folks out. So they're starting a fresh list. So you want to be on that new list.
And when, what? Yeah, idea when you'll find out whether you're on the list or not.
It is the state of Illinois.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think it's important to be ready so that when you find the rules, you can push your project to the state.
Yeah. Well, I guess the good news is that with the update in the funding formula, that's gone okay so far.
Yeah, absolutely. We've seen some considerable gains in our funding from the state. I guess considerable might be a stretch, but we've definitely seen some improvement, and we know how much we're getting every year at minimum, which is nice. No more, but the last 8 of the last 10 years were pro, 8 of the last 15 years were proration, where you receive way less than you were promised. Currently, they promise you a minimum and you get that. So that's also nice. There's also currently a 50-50 match from the state for maintenance grants, which hasn't come around since, I believe, 2013. So if we want to spend $50,000 on a maintenance upgrade, new boilers or anything like that, the state will match up to $50,000. So we're also in the process of trying to work out how that can help us.
Well, you know, it's going to be a great thing. All the districts are going to be rolling in dough when they make up all that shortage, that proration, when they make that up, right?
Yeah, that's never going to happen. No. But it's hard to knock knowing what the minimum you're going to get next year is. It really helps in the budgeting process.
Absolutely, absolutely. Dr. Mike Curry, Abbott and Avon District 276 Superintendent, joining us here this morning. So you're on trimester. So when did your first one end, or second one, or how are you? Have you started the second one yet?
We are in our second one. It started in November.
Oh, okay. It started in November. Okay. Mm-hmm. So and that'll go through when?
It's a great question that a principal could answer better than I could. But I guess,
Brad, are you listening, Brad?
No, I'm sure he is. I'm gonna ballpark it February, March.
Okay. Okay. Well, yeah. I have a general idea. That's all that matters. Okay. You know you'll end. You know when you'll end.
I hope I know when we'll end, weather permitting. Right.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Dr. Mike Curry, Abbott and Avon District 276 Superintendent, joining us. All right. So here we are, kind of in the on the trimesters, kind of the second half of the school year. What are some of the things maybe you're looking forward to at this point?
Well, our boys basketball team's really strong at the moment, playing really well, I should say. Got third place in the WIU Macomb Holiday Tournament. They are, you know, they've got some potential there to make some noise, hopefully, in the regionals. Our girls program plays tonight at Knoxville, which is always a battle, especially when you take our head coach back to his home stomping grounds. So there's those activities, obviously, and, you know, sports drives small communities. So we've got good crowds, and even in this kind of weather. So it's kind of nice to have people in the gym.
Absolutely. So many things going on. How about academically in the next half of the school year? Anything? I know you said you've already implemented some changes or some updates in curriculum. Anything in the second half you're kind of looking forward to, just more of that developing? Sure.
I mean, everybody's on pins and needles, I'm sure, about the new state the state assessment that we have to take every year. Little sarcasm there. But we are ready, moving towards that. The frustrating part about taking state assessments is we won't get the scores back until middle of the fall. But we are gearing up for those, and just moving forward. And the goal is to see our curriculum through for 5 to 6 years and see what kind of gains we can make.
There's, you know, been this kind of a push, and obviously education at this level has been about, for the most part, college prep.
Correct.
Now there's this push toward, whether it be technical school and other things. What has there been a change in curriculum, or there's just more things available now for that side of thing, with somebody maybe going to a trade school or just going right into the working world?
Well, I think when I went to high school, I don't know about when you folks went to high school, even middle school, took woods, small engines, foods class. I mean, we took all sorts of things that were, I guess, designed to make well-rounded individuals, and not everybody is college bound. They may want to go to, they may have the desire to go to college, or they may not have the desire to go to college. Whether or not they have the ability to is irrelevant. If you don't want to go, you don't want to go. Some young people want to get right to work. Some young people are really good with their hands. But during proration, for example, what are you going to cut? Unfortunately, things that aren't necessary in the eyes of some folks. So things like ag were cut in some districts. Art was cut. Foods, that's probably not a good one. But building trades, woodworking, those sort of things. So those things are kind of slowly coming back, because we see that this college push for everybody, while a great idea, just some people don't have a desire to go, so they go. They mount up debt when they could have joined a trade union and made really good money and done a really practical job. So I do believe the state is really trying to refocus on the career and tech side, which also a lot of technology now falls into the career and tech side, which is another reason why it's probably being bolstered again. So I feel like we have a pretty robust career and tech program, and then obviously we use the GAVC model as well.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you about, if you're still involved in a vocational program, and obviously yes.
Absolutely. The GAVC program offers so many opportunities for the students from Abbott and Avon, and as well as the area. But in-house, we also have woodworking, we have CAD, we have laser printers and or 3D printers as well. So we've got a lot going on in-house too, on top of our technology program.
Man, they're going to be building some 3D cars. me or something, maybe. Maybe. Who knows?
Build a lot of little 3D things. I don't know there about 3D cars yet.
What was it in Kansas that the father and son did a 3D, was it a Lamborghini or a Ferrari or something? And the company actually came and I don't know if they actually gave them one or something because it was a really cool replica and kind of a cool thing.
Yeah, I was watching the laser printer the other day etching some wood, mm-hmm. and I was just kind of mesmerized by the whole process.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Speaking of academics, I know A-Town has that program where, juniors and seniors can take college courses and graduate with an associate's. Do you happen to know how many are on track?
My last number was, 16.
Wow.
16.
Yeah, plus or minus two. Let's go with that, right?
Oh, sure, sure.
Play the plus or minus game. But, yeah, there are several juniors and seniors on track.
Now, so with that, just to explain it, they're getting their high school diploma plus their associate's degree at the same time. Is that
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, yeah. We offer other college college credit courses that students can take and not be in the on-track program for the associate's degree. But we with the trimesters and the partnership with Carl Sandburg College, we're able to offer kids the opportunity to take courses on-site, take two summer courses, and finish. Sometimes, depending on when our graduation falls, actually get their associate's degree before they're handed their diploma. But in the end, yeah, timing is pretty good.
Do you have actual AP courses also, or just?
We do not have AP courses. Somewhere in our past history, we decided dual credit was the path we were going to take.
Yeah, and I think one is just as good as the other. It's a really good thing.
And then this year, sorry to interrupt you, this is also the first year that Knox has a Knox Scholar program, and we have one student in that. And I know there's a few other districts. Rova has one, I'm sure, that I know of, and I believe Galesburg has a few students that go to Knox for a class every day or every other day.
Dr. Mike Curry, Abington Avon District 276 Superintendent, joining us here this morning. And, what's great about that, because, a lot of trend now is for students coming out of high school that want to go to college, going that community college route to save money. And, for the most part, you're taking those gen ed classes. Well, now for some of those seniors coming out, they can still jump right to the four-year school because they've got those first 2 years pretty well completed.
Yeah, absolutely. So in reaching back to some of our grads who've gone through the program, some of them are on track to get out in 2 years. Some of them have decided that they like the college experience, but they can take maybe a class or two less a semester, so lessen the stress on them throughout their time. Or some of them can start into a master's program when their classmates at college are still finishing their last 2 years of college. So it has its merits for sure, and it all depends on what the young person wants to do with that AA degree.
Well, and that says a lot about the education they're getting also to be able to handle that kind of class load in high school.
Yeah, the dual credit courses offer a level of rigor that prepares them for college. Not that regular high school classes don't have rigor in them, but if you're taking college classes early, by the time you're in the same class with kids who are not, you're more prepared.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, and the other thing is, coming out, you have that associate's degree and maybe you're going directly to the 4-year school, you're walking right into classes in your major, which is a whole lot more fun than going and starting on the gen eds.
Absolutely. I remember taking a lot of gen eds. I think, and I believe in the process of college asking kids to take things outside their comfort zone, in the humanities if you're a math person or math if you're a humanities person, because you broaden your worldview. But being able to jump into what interests you is in my opinion, a great way to start your college experience.
Yeah, and also for those, if you so choose, like you said, some of them can finish in 2 years, so they're getting a jump start on the working world at, possibly 20 years old with their degree, or like you said, or coming out maybe the same time as those with a bachelor's degree, they're coming out with a master's degree at that point.
Absolutely.
Dr. Mike Curry, Abington Avon District 276 Superintendent, joining us here this morning. Let's see. So you mentioned the budget, and a whole lot easier, obviously, knowing the amount of money you have coming in from the state. So that process was a little bit easier last year. Should be even better this year.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to build the revenue side of the budget. Expenses always bounce around. But the state did come through with our evidence-based funding. We just received, it's about 3 months late, but we do have it. We got some categoricals just recently. So they're making their payments. They're making their evidence-based payments on time. Categoricals are running behind, which is somewhat typical, but they are making them, which is good to know.
Financially, Avenue and Avon District 276, obviously, you know, part of your job as superintendent and the board to make sure the spending is responsible spending, I mm-hmm. guess. So how are you guys sitting financially at this point?
Financially, we're in a good spot. We have more than a year in reserve of fund balances, operating expenses. So I feel like we're in a really good place. I also feel like that we have a duty to spend some of that on programming and infrastructure. So I'd like to think that we're heading down the right path.
Mm-hmm. You know, I still, you know, you talk about the infrastructure stuff. I still, you know, to me, the high school's new, but it's not, you know, because it was new when I was in school. So it's like, oh, yeah, that's been, I graduated 40 years ago.
It's still a pretty solid building.
Yeah,
it's still
yeah.
solid. The thing about the high school and our other buildings, they just weren't built for today's world.
Right.
So, you know, we need more secure entrances in some of those places. I think Nick and I have talked about the just simple things like changing a traffic pattern, the cost of signage and paint, mm-hmm. and the assistance of the local police department in figuring out how to make it work. And now that we have a one-way on Latimer in front of Heading, because Heading is a neighborhood school. Kids walked to school. Mm-hmm. There was no need for a big parking lot. You know, teachers drove to work and everybody else walked. But now that's not the case, obviously. So the change of the traffic pattern at Heading Grade School, I almost forget how chaotic it was even just in December because it's so smooth right now. So that was a big win for everybody.
And I'm guessing one of the other things, technology updates are such a big thing. And, mm-hmm. and because when you do it, you have to do it for the future. And yet, who knows what the future is going to bring because it changes so rapidly.
We have, hands down, and I hope everybody's listening, we have a great technology department. We have three employees plus a high school intern who keep everything running smooth, update our devices, update smart boards and so forth. And then they helped hang the video board that we put in the gym, and they program it and they run it for us. They get in there and get it done, installed a whole new phone system for us this year. A lot of things that other people are paying entities to come in and do for them, and that's understandable. Our guys are able to do, and so we have a really strong IT department.
Well, you mentioned that video board in the gym. What a neat thing that is, and that's something that you know you see in you know rich suburban school districts, not usually at a rural small school, but no cost to the district. That's
no
a really
cost
cool thing.
To the no cost to the district. Community leaders stepped up and pitched in for advertising space. Ironically, when we were training on it and talking to the folks who provided the training, you know, via remote access and the phone, the things that we were doing on top of just static ads that, you know, WGIL, call me if you need an ad, but WGIL for 10 seconds and it
right.
flips to somebody else.
Right.
Country Financial, Ben Forney Insurance, Tompkins State Bank, Harmon's Insurance, and Poston's Pit Stop. Those are the five major ones.
Mm-hmm.
But in between there, we're putting some information about what's going on in the school. We're putting pictures of the players up in there. We're creating a marketing internship where students will learn how to go out and talk to other human beings about marketing with the school district. We're not here to make money on the board, so we're here to have the kids learn both how to because a lot of kids think they want to be in PR and marketing, so here's an opportunity for them. We also have kids who were trying to get into the production side of creating the commercial. Down the road, you can do live commercial. Well, not live. We go film a commercial
right.
and play it, sound and all.
Mm-hmm.
So really interesting things that we can do with this board. We're really excited about
it. Yeah, so it's not just the board itself and advertising. It's there's so much other extracurricular stuff that can be added into it that's going to do the kids some good.
Yeah, one of the fun things is, like, you know, you go to a baseball game, the baseball hats, they hide the ball.
Right.
And we can do, there's a couple, four of those preset into
oh, wow.
the system.
Yeah.
The person running the board can put the spotlight camera on you, for example, in the crowd with a flex cam or a mm-hmm. dance cam or a smile cam or all. One of the favorite ones is Lion King cam, where you hold another kid up. It's interesting. So at first, it's kind of funny. At first, the first night, I was like, are people going to look at this board?
Yeah.
But every whistle, every buzzer, every kind of turns their head to the board. So that's pretty cool.
That just took a little bit of training, and everybody knows. Yeah, it didn't take long, though.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're really appreciative of our local business community for their help.
Dr. Mike Curry, Abbott and Avon District 276 Superintendent, joining us here this morning. Mike, anything else that we need to know that's happening in Abbott and Avon?
Well, I'm not a Facebook poster. Mm-hmm. I don't talk about my family much. You know, they have their own private life. But I would like to mention that my daughter has committed to the Knox College volleyball squad.
Oh, good for her. Wow. Congratulations.
So we get to not have to drive too far.
Yeah.
We're looking at some other schools in the Iowa area, and she met the coach here at Knox, and she really liked him and his message. And so she's going to stay local, and we're going to be over in that un-air-conditioned gym, which maybe they could work on. But really excited about just to watching her continue her athletic endeavor. And she really likes the college. She's in the Knox Scholar Program and likes her professor. So there's a shout-out to Knox College, too.
Well, good deal. Well, congratulations. That's great. A really cool thing. Good for
Thank
her.
You.
So we'll be seeing her name a lot, I'm sure, over the next 4 years.
Let's hope so.
All right. Mike, thank you so much for your time. Always appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot.